Oh, hi, Gary. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm fine, Tina. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, too. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. So I understand that you tried to connect with us yesterday because of the payment issue?
Yeah, two or three times, and I kept getting someone from AI, and they said they'd connect somebody, and it would just hang up. Nothing would happen. So.
Oh, when you called in, did you ask for my extension 777?
I did.
Or were you just...
I said 777, and she wouldn't do it. She got,
okay.
She said, we'll just connect you with the representative. They didn't have extensions on that.
I'm going to let the tech team know they're supposed to be able to, you know, transfer straight to me. So I don't know if they're doing an update on that, but I'll get that fixed. I apologize. I saw that you tried to call me back so many times. You know, that's why I wanted to reach you again today. So,
I appreciate it.
Of course. And I know you have some account updates that you want me to go over with you, which I can definitely do once we get the payment up to speed. Is there a new card that you wanted to put on file?
Well, it isn't a new card. It's the same card. It's the same number. It's just the date. Close to expiring. And then they said and it didn't affect anybody else. Everybody else, it just, because it's the same account number, but I guess y'all it affected. But I've got the card right here.
So if it still ends in 7420, I don't need it. We have that stored, but what's the new expiration?
03/29.
And then the code?
607.
607. Okay, so let me update this for you, and then we'll get you processed and all up to speed, and then I can try to help you with your other issues here. Okay, so that one worked. I got the green light, so you're good to go there. And then what's going on with your account? Were you just looking for, like, some more performance, or?
No, what happened is here about a month ago, well, I've had to continually do it, Tina. I've been with y'all for years, and I've had to continually just every once in a while call and say, hey, I'm on the third page. I still don't see mine. And I'll call them, and they'll say, yes, sir, you're on the fourth or fifth page. But we'll try to get you up. And it will get up to about the second or third page. But then what happened, in other words, I didn't see it, so you'd have to tell me where it's at. But is when I was getting people to be able to call in and give for a reference. What's that called again?
The review generator
review.
Email, that one?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep.
And she would tell me how to do it. They said y'all changed it. Before it was working perfect. But then she said y'all changed it, so... That never did work for me. I kept giving it to customers. The reviews would not go on. I must have got 50 customers. Not 50. Probably 20 customers.
No
do it.
Way. Okay.
Never went on there. So I called her two or three times. She said, well, what you got to do? And I said, if I'm going to do all the work, why am I paying you? I said, no, you got to help me to do this. So I said, apparently I'm doing something wrong. But anyway, so I haven't been able to get reviews for a couple of years now.
Wow.
You can look at on the dates of my reviews to prove that. I haven't been able to get any reviews. But I have customers all the time.
I believe you.
Saying, I'll give you a good review. And I say, well, the company I'm with, they can't figure out how to get me reviews right now. So,
Okay. So I just pulled up the review generator email that has your Google link hyperlinked in it. And it's working fine on this end. Let me try to post one and just see what happens if it posts or if there's some type of a glitch. The most recent review was, well, it says it was edited 11 months ago. I know you've gotten more since then, right? So
I haven't been able to go on there.
Okay, let me try. I'm going to put, I'll just put... Excellent company, do not hesitate to contact. And then I'll give you 5 stars and see what happens.
Okay.
Just to test it, you know.
Okay. I mean, you can go through it with me here in a minute and tell me how what to tell customers to be able to do that.
Yes, absolutely.
It works.
Okay, so I'll post it and see what happens. Oh, it went up there. I put excellent company. Do not hesitate to use this business A+ service. And my 5-star review went up there. So, I just sent you an email and it's titled Learn How to Get More Reviews. So all you have to do next time you have a client that says, hey, we want to leave you a review, you just copy and paste the bottom portion of the email and send it to them. Or that link also was sent to you on a text message. You can just forward the text message. And all they have to do is just click on it and it'll take them to your Google page so they can leave a review. So that's the first thing. So that's been rectified. Secondly, I do see that you're ranking on the first page right now, but if you're not getting results, what I want to do is have them increase your weekly posts. Typically, we'll do 1 post a week. We can beef that up to 2 or 3 posts a week. So right now, they just do 1 every Wednesday. So I'm going to have them increase that to Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And then that way you'll get 3 posts a week and that will get you better results, obviously, even quicker. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because I haven't got anybody tell me they've got me on the internet for at least 6-7 months. Whereas before they say, yeah, I saw your ad on the internet or something, but I haven't got that.
Okay. Okay. So then let me just real quickly here, I'm going to have them increase the posts for you to 3 times a week. And then if you work consistently on getting that review link, even those people in the past that said that they wrote one for you and it didn't go up, you know, absolutely forward it back to them. They can do it again. It could be that maybe somewhere along the lines you had a duplicate Google page out there and maybe they were trying to, you know, leave a review on that. And because it was a duplicate, maybe that's why Google didn't allow it to publish. But like I said, I just, you know, tested it and mine went up right away. So I'm pretty sure you won't have any problems with this link that I just sent you.
Okay, I've got the link. It says Local Splash, Gary, share your Google review link. Okay, how do I hit the blue that says AC Google search and then forward that, or how do I forward that?
So if you take, do you see on the email where there's like a line under the body that just explains it to you, then there's a line, and then under that it says Dear Valued Customer?
No.
Are you in the email or are you in the text message?
I'm in the text.
Okay.
So,
Yeah, try to go to the email. Yep.
I didn't hear you say you sent me an email, so let me.
No, that's okay.
I don't see an email from you.
Check your filtered mail. It says that it was successfully sent. So sometimes it goes
okay,
into the
spam. I got it now, man. You got it. It's
perfect,
Local
perfect.
Splash support. Learn how to get more reviews.
That's it. So if you open that email, you'll see at the bottom there's going to be, it'll say Dear Valued Customer under that link. And then it'll say click here to leave a review.
Okay, I'm looking. Just give me. I'm not seeing Dear Valued Customer.
Yeah, keep going. You'll see a little link underneath.
Do not see it. Okay, I see Access Dashboard. Download now. Click here to leave us a review.
Yep. So right where it says click here to leave us a review, right above that, if you read the rest of the email, it'll say Dear Valued Customer, and then it'll say click here to leave us a review.
Okay, I see
right?
that.
Yeah. So all that entire body underneath where it says, you know, underneath that line where it starts saying dear valued customer, you can hover over it with your mouse and hold down the left button, the left click button, and highlight the whole thing.
Now you're going to have to help me with that. I'm on my iPhone, so you're saying do a hover it over with my mouth. I mean, I'm not understanding.
Oh, okay. If you're on your iPhone, you just have to do the copy link. Do the copy. This is actually going
to
be harder than just doing it through the text message. So on the text message, I think that would probably be a better route for you to go, Gary, where
I'm in the text message. So how do I forward the text message?
So on the text message,
it says, Gary, share your Google review link.
So if you're on your iPhone and you just press down on that text, it'll open up a little box that says copy, translate, select, more. Do you see that?
Okay, I hit copy.
Yep, so then just hit copy on it. You press on it and you hit copy. And then you have it where it's going to copy, right? So then you can go to your text and type your customer's phone number in. And in the new text, you just press the empty text like you're going to write something. And then it'll pop up a button that says paste. And then you can click on paste, and it will put that review link into the new text for you.
Okay. So you said I did that. Okay, hold on. I did copy. So at the text message, I put their phone number?
Yeah. So in the text message, pretend like you're going to text it to someone like a client. You can even put my phone number in there, my cell phone, just to test it. So you could put in 714.
714.
797.
797.
0890. That's my personal cell. So then now that shows that that's who you're sending the text to. And then do you see like the body of the text where you would say, oh, hi, or you would start writing it? Just click on that empty body.
No, ma'am, I don't. No, ma'am, I don't. No, ma'am, I don't.
Oh, you don't. Okay, hold on.
I just typed in the phone number. To the left, there's a plus sign, and to the right is the green button that says send. It's to send it. I don't see a body.
So press the plus sign. That should give you the body that I'm talking about.
No, it says camera, photo, stickers, Apple Cast, audio store. It just gives a directory.
Okay, one second here. I'm looking at my iPhone to see if I can kind of navigate to where you are so that I can.
But if I could just text the text to them, that would show it, and they could do it from there.
Yeah, hold on. Let me see.
I put your phone number in. I should be able to send that to you, and then that would be that box.
Yeah. Do you have a box where you can write something to me?
No, ma'am. I just have your phone number. But see, I could tell the customer I'm going to send you a review link and then put their phone number and send it, and they got that, right? Or do they not?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I'm trying to... Oh, I got it now. Okay. So let's go back to the text where it says, Gary, share your Google review link, and click on it again. Hold your finger on it.
Okay,
and then rather than hitting copy, we're going to hit more at the bottom.
Okay. More.
Say copy, translate. Yeah, hit more. And now you'll see that the phone put a little blue check mark on it. And there is, at the bottom, there is a trash icon, and there is a forwarding link. See the little arrow? See the little arrow that's pointing to the right? Click on that arrow.
Okay.
And now you can put your customer's phone number in, but just to test it, put my phone number again, which is 714-797-0890.
Okay.
And now down at the bottom, there should be the little send button or the arrow that's pointing where you can click on that and send it.
Okay. I did.
Okay, so let me just wait a second and make sure it gets to me just to test it. One second. Yep, I got it. Local Squash, Gary Sher. So that's how you're going to do it. So when you, anytime you want to forward it to your customer, click on it and hold it and don't click copy, click more. And then at the bottom, you click that little arrow, which is going to help you forward it. And that's where you can put their number in and forward it to them.
Okay, that's where I put their number and forward it.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. Yep, so now we have a good game plan.
Okay, so I'm going to write text and then hold down and hit more.
Exactly. So you just click on the text itself because that's the one that you want to forward, and then you would click on more.
And add their and put their and add phone number. Okay.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then
okay.
You may even be eligible for a upgrade into our Google Guaranteed program. Has anybody told you about that?
I don't think so, but.
Oh my goodness. Okay. It's an excellent program that Google rolled out, and it's an exclusive pay-per-lead program. And the reason people are telling us that it's the highest revenue generating program of anything that they've tried online is that in order to participate, you'd have to pass a background check. So you're licensed and insured and all of that good stuff, right?
In Texas? Doing what mm-hmm. I do, you do not have to be licensed. With the cities, you know, I can pull permits. It's just I'm recorded down there, but you don't have to be licensed.
Perfect.
My
okay.
insurance is just a liability, so you don't have to have that.
Okay, let me just verify with my little tool what exactly you need. Mm-hmm. Probably it's less than what you have, because if you don't need a license, some people have like $1 million, you know, insurance policy.
In Texas,
usually
that's
with
roofers.
Mm-hmm.
In Texas, that's roofers. It's plumbers. It's people that can flood a person's house out, and if they tear off a roof and it comes a big flood, big rain flood, and if a plumber cuts into a pipe and it floods and causes a lot of damage. But the kind of work I do, I don't have to have it. Never have in Texas.
Makes sense. Okay, yeah, you know what, you're right. I just verified with Google. It says that for your area, all you would need is a $250,000 general liability certificate of insurance. You don't need any licensing. So that's perfect. Currently, it says actually the insurance requirement is none, but it has to be $250,000 by the end of the year, it says. So as long as you don't have any felonies or anything like that within the last 7 years, you know, yeah, I didn't think so. Okay, perfect. So you'll pass that background check. All we charge to participate in this is a one-time application fee of $250, and that's so that we can submit the application and get you to pass that background check. Once you're approved, you're only paying about $84 per lead, and how it works is the lead, if you get a lead through Google Guaranteed, it only comes to you. So I don't know if you've ever tried a typical lead service where they sell it to you and to everybody else out there, right? Meaning there's nothing. Okay. So for you, this would only come to you. So you're going to have the highest chance of converting it, right? But also, if you get a lead through Google Guaranteed, we monitor it and we make sure that you're only charged for it if it's a valid lead within your industry. So somebody calls you and says, hey, Gary, are you hiring? That's not a lead, right? So you're not going to get charged for it. Or if they say, hey, can you do some home improvement for me? I'm in Las Vegas. Well, you're not in Las Vegas, so you're not going to get charged for it. So that's the beauty of this program. You're only charged if it's a valid lead within your area. And then what we would do once your background check approved is we would call you to activate the budget to start the leads and to turn them on, so to speak, which would equal 13 leads within the month, or $1,084, or $1,092, excuse me. Now, you don't have to take on 13 leads every month, obviously. Some people, they turn their leads on, and that activation budget lasts them for 3 or 4 months, right? Some people, they're in a growth mode, and they have several crews under them, and they want to take on more than that, which is fine. But what happens is, you know, when the budget runs out, you would just replenish it, you know, and pay for the leads that you took to kind of replenish that bucket. So I know that you would absolutely love it, and it's a great program to enhance what you have already. You know what I mean? Because right now, it's a program that has you where you're on the first page where people can find you if they're looking for your service. But with this, it's a more qualified lead, someone that's actually looking to hire you at the time they need you. It's called a micro moment. You know, Google strategically found a way to put businesses and, you know, create leads like that.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. I think what I'm going to do, so right now, what page am I on? Do you know, or...
Yeah, you're on the first page right now, but you're a little bit lower down on the list. There's only 20 people that can be on the first page. You're down at sitting at number 11, which is why I increased those posts for you, because that's going to be very, very important to get you higher placement on the first page, right? But the beauty of the Google Guaranteed program is once you pass the background check, you also get a blue or a green check mark next to your name. So everybody that finds you online moving forward, even if you never turn your leads on, everybody will see that your background check approved and that Google is backing your business. So it adds a boatload of credibility to you. And the beauty of this program is, you know, you could pay the application fee and get that, you know, approval, and then you can turn the leads on, you know, whenever you think, you know, you have it in the budget to do so. But at least you get that extra credibility next to your name, too, once you pass the background check.
So
that will help you achieve higher placement as well, obviously.
Oh, because they'll, if without even turning my leads on, they'll keep me up at the top there.
It's not to say that they'll keep you at the top, but because you're Google Guaranteed approved, that makes you more relevant to Google. So when people are in your area looking for your service, naturally you're going to achieve a higher placement, but also you'll have that blue or green check mark next to your name saying, you know, hey, this is a Google verified guaranteed company, so that everybody will know that you passed the, it'll say has passed the background check, and so everybody will know that you have that extra credibility next to your name. You know what I mean?
Oh, I see.
So that's
going
to help you a lot, too.
Because I'm going to have to think about as far as paying for my leads. But if you think that would help without doing that, then I may do it.
I would add it on as soon as you can because, number one, it's a newer program that Google rolled out. It was available about May of last year. So a lot of businesses don't even know that it exists. So you would be way ahead of the curve as far as getting that approval from Google and having that extra credibility next to your name, right? But
yeah.
The leads, you can also turn them on and off just like a faucet. So let's say that we're coming up on your busy season. I don't know when your, you know, hot market is, and you may not need extra leads, but during certain months of the year, maybe you slow down and you say, wow, this would be a nice time to take on some solid leads since I'm not as busy. That's the beauty of it is, you know, once you pay that activation budget, you can turn it on and off just like a faucet. So you could even strategically make sure that that budget lasts you throughout the whole year if you're, you know, managing it, you know, very slowly like that. You know what I mean?
Okay. Do I have to put up the $1,000 right then or what?
Once your background check approved, Not to put that check mark next to your name. That's going to happen automatically where you get that extra credibility.
Okay.
But whenever you say, like, hey, you know what, I really think I want to turn those leads on and see what comes in, that's where you'd have to pay that budget. But like okay, I said, I've seen people stretch the budget out where it lasts several months anyway. So, you know, for you, it would definitely be worth your while to at least try it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But if I don't want to do the leads right now, it would be an advantage still?
It would be an advantage where that $250 application fee, that's a one-time fee, and you never have to pay it again. So even if you don't want to turn the leads on until 2027, that's fine because you've already passed the background check at that point. You don't have to pay it again. You know what I mean? So you get the extra credibility in the meantime, but then you also, at your leisure, at any time, once you're approved, you can always call us to turn those leads on, which is a huge
benefit. And that time is when I put up that budget money.
Right, because the background check takes anywhere from 4 to 8 weeks to get approved, so we wouldn't even think about, you know, trying to get you to charge that until you're approved. But once you are approved, you have the leisure of turning it on whenever you need it. So that's the nice thing, is that if you get to a point where you really need some extra leads, you just call us and activate the budget at that time. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. And how do I turn on the leads?
You're going to get assigned an account manager, and they would be in contact with you to, number one, turn the leads on and collect the budget.
Okay, I see.
But you could also tell them, like, look, I want to turn this budget on, but I want to just try 2 leads right now and see what pans out from it, and then I want you to pause them so that they carry over into next month. You know what I mean? So you could do it that way, too.
We deal with an account manager for that.
You're going to have an account manager assigned, absolutely. That's strictly within that Google guaranteed department. So they're going to be managing it for you, which is also the person that will be monitoring the lead. So if you ever got a bogus lead, you wouldn't get charged for it.
Okay. Another thing, just wanted a question to ask. I get calls all the time from scams and everything, but I also get call from who they say they're Google. And they said, your Google is not, your business is not being represented by Google. Give us a call back, and you can tell it's a recording on your phone. I never call them because
those
I always
are,
think
yeah, those are absolutely spam calls. A lot of them, they're telling you that because if they tell you the truth that you are on Google and that you're ranking on Google, then you have no need to talk to them, right? So, one way that you would know that it's a valid person that's calling about your Google listing is that when we brought you on board, we asked you for a security question and answer, which is your mother's maiden name of Henderson, right?
Yes.
So if you ever talk to a person like that live that called in and it wasn't a recording, and they start giving you this rigmarole, oh, your Google listing is not active and you have to do XYZ to get it active, just say, hey, can you do me a favor and confirm my security question and answer that's on file? If they can't confirm it, then politely hang up the phone because that's a scam call, right?
Okay.
And
because I'll get that at least once a week. I'll get that at least once a week.
We can help you alleviate those, too, if you want, Gary, because we can put a call tracking number on there. That's already included in the Google guaranteed. So if you pay the application fee, you wouldn't have to pay extra. It's usually like a $300 upsell for our existing clients. But for you, we could include it with that where they would purchase a brand new 817 area code number. When people call it, it forwards over to your number. And the benefit of it is we would put a press one, press two greeting on it. So thank you for calling Devin's Handyman Services. If you're a new customer, press one. If you're an existing customer, press two. Both options will forward over to you. But if it's a computer-generated spam call, they cannot press one or two. So those will fall off. And when you're connected, it's an actual person on the other end. And then all of those calls are stored on your dashboard for quality assurance. So I've had people that use the call tracking that tell me neat things. I had a roofer that said he was up on a roof. He had tar all over his hands. A client called for a bid, and he took the information down. But when he got off the roof, he thought, oh, no, I don't know what I did with their address. And he didn't want to sound unprofessional and call them back. So he just went to his dashboard and he listened to the call to get the address so he could make it on the bid.
Yeah.
So okay. That's the neat thing about it is it'll eliminate spam callers, but also you have everything stored on there for quality assurance too. You know what I mean?
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. So we solved getting reviews. Now I just mm-hmm. keep that text where I can keep it.
Absolutely. Yep. You.
Mm-hmm. And then you said I'm on the first page down low, so that's all that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what y'all do. Y'all just keep making sure I'm there. But if I get that Google review, I think you call it, Google something.
The Google, it's called Google Guaranteed. It's also known as local.
Google Guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
Then that kind of helps keep my name up there too.
Absolutely. That will give you that blue or that green check mark next to your name so that you have that extra credibility, and it'll show this company has passed a background check through Google. They put that check mark next to your name, letting them know that they're actually endorsing your business. They're recommending you as one of the highest rated companies in the area.
And then you said I wouldn't have to have the $150,000 liability till at the end of the year. Is that what you said?
That's what it says. It says that that's going to be due by the end of the year, a $250,000 certificate of insurance.
Okay. Because I was carrying a million and have been for the last 20 years, and then here about a year ago, I dropped that because we've never used it, so I would have to pick up another liability insurance.
Yeah, but I've had people that do it, and they say that it's pretty cheap right now. One guy called, and he said it was only like $20 or $40 to get the insurance policy for the year. I don't know how it is for you, but it wasn't expensive. I remember that.
No, the $250,000 is not much on liability.
And it's always good to have it, too. You never know if you come across some crazy person where you go into their house, and then all of a sudden they sue you and say you broke something. You know, it's always good to have that insurance anyway, just for protection.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, mm-hmm. Tina. So what did you charge on my phone today with Local Splash? What did you
just your past due amount of $149. So you're paid in full right now all the way until April 12th. Mm-hmm.
So if I do the 250, does Google mm-hmm. call me or they send me anything, or does that go through y'all, or how does that work?
We would actually call you and go over the onboarding for the local service ads and go over the application with you. So if you want I would charge you and I would send you the application right now, and then you would start filling it out, and then I would create an appointment either for later today or tomorrow, and that's where they would call you to go over making sure that the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed to make sure that you pass that background check. And then we use third-party companies such as Evident, ID, or Pinkerton that would contact you. And, you know, just to make sure, like, if you're okay uploading your driver's license or social security number so they can do the background check. And then once your background check approved, your account manager calls you and they talk about, you know, when and if you want to activate the budget to turn on the leads. But in the meantime, we would get that call tracking number enabled right away to help you alleviate some of those spam callers.
Okay, but I don't have to do the leads if I don't want to, but it still will help be advantage to my business. And then if I want to do the leads, I can.
Exactly, okay. But I would hope that at some point you do turn them on, Gary, just so you can see, because I'm always of the mindset that if you spend a dollar and you get 10 back, you're going to want to spend that dollar every single time, right? And you might be hung up on, I have to spend $1,092. I'm never going to do that. I'm just going to pay the application fee so I can get the extra benefit, but I never want to try it. Well, you're never going to know the value of it if you don't try it, right? So I say when your account manager calls you and says, hey, we're ready to turn on the leads, if you have it in your budget, tell them, okay, but I want to stretch that budget out. I just want to take one or two leads so that I can get a return. And then once I start making a solid return, I'll call you and I want you to keep them going, because why wouldn't you, right? Why wouldn't you keep them going at that point when you know that they're panning out? So, and that's what people are flipping over with this program, is they're saying, even if they've tried other lead services, that they've never seen anything like the return they're getting on these leads, because they're exclusively coming to just one business. So, and that's the difference, is, you know, Google is not interested in selling leads to multiple businesses. So again, if you get a lead through this, it only comes to you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So there's going to be three different people calling me.
Yeah, I'll do the onboarding, and the second one, if the third party calls you, it would be either Pinkerton or Evident ID. It wouldn't be through both of them, but one, you might get one additional contact through one of those companies, and I always tell people that, just because in case you hear from them, you know that that's associated with your program.
Okay, the application you're going to send, is that going to come through my email?
Yep, it's going to come right to your email.
And then I just fill it out and send it back to y'all.
Mm-hmm. And then I'll create the onboarding appointment for later today. Just give me one second here, because I have to find the right package so that I can include the application fee. I don't want to just select the application fee by itself, because you have the other service with us too. So I want to show that you still keep that $149 package. Here it is. Okay, I found it. Okay, so let me assign this. And then once I assign it, it'll create that invoice for the $250. And then once I charge that, it'll send you the application fee. And then I'll get on to that onboarding and create the time that works good for you, for my technician to call you. So.
Okay. You said it's going to send me the application fee, so I pay it over on my phone, or go ahead?
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I said application fee. I meant it's going to send you the application. So.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
Sorry if I said fee. Yeah. I'm getting my wires crossed, and it's only Tuesday. It's not good. Okay, here, let me see here.
Okay, Tina. So are you my
representative? It's a little technical. No. You can use me as a point of contact anytime, because I'm going to get that extension thing fixed. We're moving forward. You should be able to put in 777 and get me. If not, you have my personal cell phone, because we tested that link with it, right? So you could always contact me with something if you need it, and then I can have whoever is in that appropriate department get back to you. You know, I always tell people, you know, that, you know, if I can't help you, I most certainly can get you to the person that can, right?
Okay, so you're 714-797. Give me those last four.
And then it's 0890.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then give me a second here, because I'm going to indicate that you already paid the $149, so you don't have to pay that with this invoice, because it's already paid. And then make sure that they're adding that call tracking, just so that you get that benefit. Okay, so I'm authorized to charge the $250 now, right?
Yes.
Okay, so let me go ahead and charge that, and then we can open up the calendar and see what is. Okay. I was just deleting the next invoice just to make sure that when it populates, it pushes that out for you. Okay, so today is April 14th. I can't believe it's half through the month already. It's flying by.
Once it gets to the 15th, it's the next month. It seems like those last
Isn't
2 weeks
true?
Just slide into the next month.
Pastor of my church said once many, many years ago, and it always stuck with me, he said, the older we get, the faster time goes by, and he related it to children on Christmas. He said, at Christmas, when you're a child, it seems like a whole lifetime to get to the next Christmas, and then the older we get, we're like, oh my goodness, is it already that time of year again?
I know. It's very true.
It's very true. Yes, that's always stuck with me, what he said. So let me see here. So I'm going to open up the calendar, and then you'll be good to go because I got the green light on the payment. So for the calendar, and you're in Central Time, so you're 2 hours ahead of us. We have a 4 o'clock or a 4:30 today. Which one of those?
And so what that, is that you? Is that you calling me, or what is that?
No, that would be the onboarding person for the Google Guaranteed that would help you go over your application.
So at that time, do I need to have my application filled out?
I would say, open it and start filling it out. If it's not completely done, that's okay because they'll help walk you through it. It's a 30-minute appointment, so they'll help you with it at that time if you don't have time to fill it out completely now.
Is it a lengthy application or something that's going to take a while?
No. Normally our onboarding appointments are an hour, but for you, because you're just adding on the Google Guaranteed, it's just a 30-minute appointment. So, yeah, and I always say 30 minutes because what if you book the 4 and they call you at 4:15 or so, because they're tied up with their prior appointment, then that way you're not panicking because you know that they're going to call you sometime within that 30-minute window.
Okay, 4:30. Mm-hmm. Today's Tuesday. Mm-hmm. I was trying to figure my appointments today.
Or if tomorrow works better, we can do something for tomorrow. And even if you wanted to see if you could get that certificate of insurance ahead of time too, maybe we could do tomorrow. We have as early as 10:30 in the morning open tomorrow.
Now, you said I probably wouldn't need that insurance till at the end of the year, but are you saying
that's
now
what it says? Well, that's what it says, but some people like to get it ahead of the curve, just so that it helps them pass the background check, faster. Because in your state, you don't need the licensing, right? So if you don't have insurance, sometimes it's more credibility if you just have it, though it says they're not requiring it till the end of the year.
Okay. Could we do it at about 10:30 in the morning?
Yep, let's do that. I'm going to grab that 10:30 appointment, and then you'll get an email about an hour ahead of time tomorrow. So around 9:30, you'll get an email just remind you that they're going to be calling you at 10:30, okay? I'll put remind, client interview, local service ads, which is the Google Guaranteed onboarding, and then we'll send you an email an hour ahead of time just to remind you. So,
okay.
And again, it's a 30-minute window. It's from 10:30 to 11 o'clock your time tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and then as you check your email, the email that was just sent says your Google Guaranteed or your Google Verified program starts now. That's the email that it'll say click here to fill out your application, and you can click on that link and it will help you fill out the application. It'll have the questions that you can start working on for that.
Okay, Google Verified campaign begins, and you said that's the application.
Exactly. That blue link in there that says click here, that's your application so that you can start filling it out and be ready for 10:30 tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
Awesome.
Okay.
Well, I'm so glad that it worked out. You're very welcome. And if you need anything else, you use me as a point of contact. And in the meantime, have a really great rest of your week too, okay?
Okay. Thank you much.
You're very welcome. Okay. Have a great day. Bye.